going to 2024, there's so many things in between now and then that are daunting. But I know where I'm going in the next month, and I want to focus on that. I want to go win that. And so I think that vision gives us the motivation to continue to pursue our dreams. I think that our daily disciplines get us prepared to be able to go achieve those dreams. And when you pair those two things together, that's when the magic happens.
Welcome back to another episode of The Burn. I am Ben Newman, and you've gotten accustomed to how we do this every single week. We are going to bring you a story of an athlete, an entertainer, a celebrity, an entrepreneur who is performing at the highest level on their journey of life, who have recognized that why and purpose, which are so important, is not enough. It's actually the burn. It's the underlying burn that we all have that once you recognize it, it will ignite your why and purpose and cause you to be disciplined in your daily action, not just on the days that you want to do it, on the days you don't want to do it, and especially after you win. I am so incredibly excited for a special guest who is a winner at the highest possible level, a gold medalist for our country. Ryan Neiswender is part of the Paralympic United States basketball team. He won a gold medal in 2020 in Tokyo. So when you talk about perseverance, resilience, being uncommon, all of the things that we live by and talk about every single week, that is exactly how Ryan shows up in life. It's how he lives. It's how he attacks. And it's why I am fired up this week to have Ryan on The Burn. So Ryan, we've been wanting to do this for a long time, but your speaking calendar is very, very busy and your training calendar is busy. You're getting ready to go to the World Championships in Dubai and then Paris in 2024. So I'm glad we could finally get these calendars to align. Ryan Neiswender, welcome to The Burn.
Well, one, thanks for having me. I listen to your show all the time. You have phenomenal speakers and you yourself inspire me. Winning the days on Friday, like, it just hits a different way. You're like, you know what? He's right. Like, this is where I create separation. And so it's a privilege to be on. Thanks for working with the calendar. Yeah, during season, it gets a little hectic, but I'm glad we can make it work.
Well, and you know, I also know that, you know, you're speaking and you're sharing and you're empowering people, you know, on a weekly basis, you know, whether it be teams or whether it be individuals. And, you know, I definitely put that as a plug because your story, similar to Josh Paul's, who is a dear friend of mine, captain of the Paralympic U.S. hockey team, you know, gold medalist as well. Your guys' stories are amazing. Mm-hmm. And when I think about overcoming obstacles, resilience, take us back to your journey and your fight and how you show up and your burn so people can understand what real perseverance and overcoming obstacles looks like.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, I was born with a disability called congenital distal spinal muscular atrophy. And Ben, I'm going to quiz you at the end on that one. You know, when you're born with something, your body just decides to overcome. It adapts to the environments that we put it in. And that's true at the gym. That's true in our lives. That's true with a disability. And for me, when I think about what I've had to overcome to get here, I don't know anything different. But I think at the same time, like, we all have these insecurities and we all have these doubts within ourselves daily that if we don't address, if we don't acknowledge, if we don't call out, we get to a place where at the end of the day, we get paralyzed by it. And I truly believe that people operate in 2/3 of their actual capacity, because that final third, we're so busy hiding the things that we don't want people to find out about ourselves that we're not able to reach into that untapped potential. And so for me, overcoming had to do a lot with embracing who I was, using that as one of my greatest assets, seeing it as a strength, seeing it as something that I can really look to overcome. I think it's brought me to where I am today. And that hasn't been a linear journey. That's been a lot of ups and downs. But I think that that's what makes it special, is when you, like, reflect on that journey, when you see how far you've come, and you see the obstacles that may have been put in your way throughout that entire process, you get to a place at the end of the day where there's a lot of pages to peel back and you get to share those experiences with others. Because while I may have a disability and not everybody can relate to that, everybody can relate to that that thing that they have that maybe makes them different and makes them stand out. And they hope that they can hide that rather than embrace that. And so for me, it's kind of been overcoming through that. And then talk about an overcoming story, 2019 to 2020. We'll jump into it in a little bit, but COVID hits. You have this 25-year journey that you're looking to pursue to go win that, make a Paralympic team, then go to the Paralympic Games, winning a Paralympic gold, and all that getting postponed. You have no idea if it's going to happen. So lots of things that I've had to overcome, but I think it's made me who I am today. And ultimately, I hope to be able to share those stories, to be able to inspire people to go achieve the thing that burns them the most, right?
Let me take you back. Here's what I'd love to hear. So eighth grade, Hershey, Pennsylvania. What was it like that first time? So I think there's so many listeners who, you know, their obstacle might be different than your obstacle, but they're facing one right now. And there's that moment for them, like yours maybe was there in eighth grade, where there was this burn and this fire to say, I'm just going to do it. Yeah. Right. What was it like when you were first introduced to playing Paralympic basketball, the fears, the doubts? And then what did you do? What did you think about from a mental standpoint to get over those hurdles and then to attack the opportunity to now be able to represent the country and win a gold medal? People need to realize if you don't start where you are and attack that challenge and adversity, you never win the gold medal. Now, you listening may not be wanting to go compete for a gold medal, but whatever that gold medal looks like, if you don't just start at some point in time, you're never going to reach the pinnacle of what you can achieve. So take us back to eighth grade, Hershey, Pennsylvania, and what it was like to first say, I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I like to think about it as, you know, we have to embrace like ground zero. And the more times we end up doing that, and what I mean by ground zero is I mean starting at the beginning. And that is in basketball, that can be in a new hobby, a new passion, a new job. Like there's so many areas where that puts you in a vulnerable position. But I think for me, one of the biggest things was I wasn't really using a wheelchair in my day-to-day life. Hopping in a wheelchair, playing wheelchair basketball. And I think my parents maybe felt this too, is like, he doesn't need a chair. He doesn't need to do this. But I started to recognize that, you know, I couldn't keep up with everybody else when I was standing up and playing sports. But to be able to hop into that chair for the first time, it was sitting in and embracing a lot of maybe the fears and worries and doubts that I'd had. And ultimately, it took me to a place where I felt freedom for the first time. I felt like I could do what my body always told it to do. And it doesn't mean that it was easy. It doesn't mean that I didn't have to put long hours into it. But it was this freedom that I had experienced where like freedom of mobility, freedom of motion. Some people are lucky enough to find one passion in their life and they go at it full force. I've been fortunate enough to find two, speaking and basketball. I don't take that for granted, but I vividly remember like having fears, doubts, and insecurities, hopping in that chair, sitting in it, and vividly remember feeling the freedom that I could achieve and do what I wanted because I could finally move to the places that I've always wanted to go.
It's so powerful and it's such an incredible perspective. And one of the things that I think is so unique is, you know, you always talk about building the mental side, which, you know, I love talking about mental toughness. And then you also talk about the physical side, which, you know, I like physical performance as well. And so here you are as an athlete performing at your highest possible level. You find this new energy and passion from being in that chair, which was foreign to you. And then you've built on that and built on that and built on that. Take that to today. I go on your Instagram page, which everybody, we're going to make sure that in the caption, you guys have all the ways that you need to stay connected to Ryan's amazing story and everything he's continuing to do to compete for the country. But I see these pictures of you working out, and this isn't like just mild training, like you are getting it. And I love seeing it. So talk to us about the importance before we get to this 2020 story. I'm going to leave it at that before we get back to the 2020, because there's an amazing perspective that was really hard for many to compete. Why is it so important for you to not just embrace the mental, but also the physical? And how much do you believe that's important for those who are listening to embrace their best in their lives, to embrace both?
They kind of go hand in hand, right? Like our brain is a muscle and our body's the muscle. And we have to be able to work out the things that we want to be strengthened in our lives that we feel like are most important. And so for me, the physical is preparing myself to be at the best when it matters the most. Repetition over time builds confidence. Why I feel confident on the court is because I've done it. I've done all the skills. I've practiced the basics over and over and over again, and I've mastered them. So when I go to the game, when I go to the moment, it's not scary because I've done it so many times that I'm not even thinking. I'm in the flow. I'm moving. And I think from a lifting perspective, like our body, like my body is the thing that I use to do the sport and the craft and the job that I want to go out on the court and do. And so when I think about taking care of my body, it's the engine. You know, I got to put fuel in. I need to work it out. If you don't take your car out very often, eventually your battery's going to die. Things are going to get stuck. And so for me, it's the daily disciplines of waking up, even when I don't want to, going through the workout, convincing myself day in and day out that this is all towards a progression much bigger, right? We have to break things up in a daily, moment by moment, day by day scenario. Otherwise, we can get paralyzed by what's coming in 2024, what's coming in 2027. I'm focused on today. I'm focused on May 8th, 2023. How does Ryan get better? When I'm able to do that, like everything else takes care of itself.
I love it. Love the perspective, love the mindset. And you know, I love the one day at a time perspective. It's the way that I've learned to live for so long. When you face challenge and you face adversity, you know, speaking of facing challenge and adversity, you compete for 25 years to reach this pinnacle, to reach this point, being an alternate in 2016. I know that's challenging, right? So 16 total members, 12 actually travel. And so you just missed the opportunity to go and compete and win a gold in 16. You chose, and I think this is, there's a lot in your story here. You chose to keep fighting. A lot of people would have said, oh, you know, it would have been great to, you know, to make it, but it wasn't for me. But you said, no, this is for me. And then you went and you won that gold. But winning that gold came with its own challenge and adversity that you did not expect. So you mentioned COVID and you mentioned all those challenge and adversity, but please take us to Tokyo. Help us better understand, what was that environment like in Tokyo? You know, just paint the picture for us and then take us all the way to the emotion and some of the emotion being alone, having finally reached that pinnacle in your career.
2020 in 2021 was unique. To put it in perspective, you fly over to Tokyo. And this was the most wild thing. We had an entire Boeing 737 plane with just our team on it. And that wasn't because we rented out every seat. It was because no one else was going to Japan during that time in COVID. So like we were like, are we really the only people on this plane? But I think that that is a great comparison to how maybe it felt when you were going into opening ceremonies. And typically you have the crowd booming. Like it's the moment that you wait for. You walk in with your country, with your teammates. They announce the United States of America and it's just empty crowds. And even before that, I just remember the buildup. COVID happens. We don't know if the games are postponed yet. All the gyms are closed. All the nets are tied up at the playground. Like can't even train outside if I wanted to. I'm training in someone's garage that has like a basketball court, just trying to find a way to like sustain the gains that I had and the momentum that I had built for so long. And it's a pretty helpless feeling, right? We don't recognize how hard COVID was for everyone. And for me, I kind of felt like basketball was slipping through my fingers and I couldn't do anything about it. And I was okay. Like 2016 spurred me to 2020. Like I had a chance to make it. It's kind of like getting an interview. Like all I care about is like in a job, give me the interview, let me crush it. If you don't choose me at the end, at least I had a shot. But I felt like I wasn't getting that in 2020. And so thankfully the games were postponed. Thankfully we were able to go through it, but you get dropped into Tokyo. You're in a bubble, which is in the Paralympic Village, and you're only allowed to leave for practices and games. Then we're in this bubble. We play Iran in our second game, and one of their players tests positive for COVID. So now we go into a close contact protocol where we're not able to leave our room or practice in games for the last 7 days that we're there. So now you're in a room with four of your teammates. You're not allowed to like even go explore within the village. Meals are being brought to you and you have all day to think about like this huge moment. And, you know, you talked about the mental side of the game. We had our sports psychology coach with us and I was just talking to him one of the days and I just said like, you know, I'm struggling. Like when I do the math, I think about 8 games in 12 days, right? So I've trained 20 something years for 8 games. If I divide that out, how many years go into every single game, even if I want to shake it, like how do I not like get paralyzed by a moment like that? Mm. And he shared with me this, and I think that this is really good for everyone. He talked about this scary movie and a scary scene in the movie. And he talked about the first time that you watch it, you're scared, your heart's racing because you're anticipating what might come. It happens every time you watch that scary movie for a first time. But Ben, if you watch that movie for the second, third, fourth, fifth time, by that fifth time, you've seen it. You've played it out. Isn't scary that more. Your heart's not pounding. And it's because you've normalized what you've once feared.
That's right.
And you've disarmed it. And so he said, rather than ignoring the fact that it's a big moment, play it over and over in your head. It's a big moment. This is a big moment. You care about this. You put a lot of time into it. You're going to be nervous. And so by the time you get to that game, we talked about repetition builds confidence. But yeah, it was lonely. We can go into that more, but I'll pause there. That was one of the lessons that I've taken and applied that to my business life, to my corporate America job, to my speaking, to my relationship with my wife as we go attack new and things that we haven't attacked before. So probably one of the most impactful things that other than winning a gold medal that I'm taking away from Tokyo.
Well, you know, we all have a choice. You know, in sports psychology, we talk about expectancy theory and that which you focus on expands. When you focus on the negative, you get more negative. When you focus on the positive, you get more positive. And it seems, you know, like a very simple concept, and it is. And it's the importance of knowing and focusing on those things that are positive so we don't get pulled in the wrong direction. Here's what I'd like to finish with. I just amazing to win the gold, to be alone. You probably couldn't wait to get home. Mm-hmm. And I asked you a question earlier before we went live. And you're going to compete in Paris in 2024. And when I just mentioned that, you completely pulled back to that one day at a time mindset. And you said, first, we got to go to Dubai in June, which is 1 month from now. And I loved it because you believe what I believe. We can have vision of all the things we want to achieve, but then we have to pull it back. We got to put it right in front of our face and attack it one day at a time. So two things, if you could help everybody better understand, how can they stay in touch with you?
Yeah.
And then if you can kind of create this drop the mic moment for all of us, how important is it to paint a vision, but then make sure that you go to work every single day to do what it takes to achieve those big goals or to become that gold medalist, or for those listening who aren't competing for gold, that proverbial gold medal in their life?
Well, first off, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and my website's ryanneiswander.com. My handles are Ryan Neiswander, pretty simple. But why it's so important to break things up in moments but still have long-term vision is, in 2012, I was a junior in high school and I wanted to make the United States under 23 national team. And so I put a sign up on my ceiling that every morning when I woke up, it said, go for it. And it had the date of the tryout, October 23rd, 2012. And I needed that to get me out of bed. I needed a vision to get me out of bed, but I needed to focus on the task at hand and where I was going. And when I look at going to 2024, there's so many things in between now and then that are daunting, but I know where I'm going in the next month. I want to focus on that. I want to go win that. And so I think that vision gives us the motivation to continue to pursue our dreams. I think that our daily disciplines get us prepared to be able to go achieve those dreams. And when you pair those two things together, that's when the magic happens.
And that magic creates gold medals, because that gold consistency, medals, mindset, and mental toughness is what wins. Ryan Neiswander, this has been incredible, finally having the opportunity to connect for the burn. I want to mention to everybody listening, you know, Josh Pauls, as I mentioned, is one of our speakers for BNC Speakers. And when I hear Josh's messages, they're so similar to Ryan's. Make sure if you are looking for an impactful opportunity to bring in a speaker that's going to talk about real challenge, overcoming adversity, high pressure situations, managing change and transition, make sure to reach out to Ryan. We're going to have all of these opportunities for to make it. It couldn't make it any easier for you. And if you want that mindset, physical and mental, I think it's so important that we keep stories like yours right in front of us to serve as an example that we should have no excuses in life. It should be about the action we can take every single day. So Ryan Nicewender, thank you so much for joining us for The Burn.
Thanks for having me. This is a sweet time, and I love your podcast, man. So everybody continue to listen to it. It's great stuff.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And you know, we will continue to bring episodes every single week. I am going to ask you to share this because Ryan is somebody who has made a commitment to go and compete for our country, to go and win gold medals for our country, to go and travel the world in order to put that USA across his chest on that basketball jersey. So I just ask for you, please share this episode with somebody that needs to hear it. Every single week, we're going to continue to bring you these stories, right? This burn. The burn may come in the form of the environment or what you put up on your ceiling like Ryan did to remind you what you're fighting for. Let that ignite your why. Let that ignite your purpose. And let that allow you to become disciplined every day after you win and even on the days that you don't want to do it. This has been The Burn, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
This episode of The Burn Podcast is powered by BenNewmanCoaching.com, your number one source for increasing consistency in your life and building the mental toughness habits required to live the life of your dreams. From self-paced courses to live coaching with Ben and everything in between, head over to BenNewmanCoaching.com and join the thousands of members working to unlock their peak performance every day.